I don't go to the movies very often, but of course, and watching the previews in movies, even though I'm ready to see the movie I came for, I do appreciate how you get all the highlights of the movies. You get the most exciting moments, all the drama, the adventure, all those great parts, while leaving out more of the ho-hum, ordinary parts of the movie that sometimes you just have to slog through. Or if you're a sports fan, if you turn into one of the sports channels and see the sports highlights, you get to see all the best. You get to see all the glory instead of having to watch a whole game or match or whatever it may be. In the gospel today, of course, in the scene of the Transfiguration, we see a great highlight of Jesus' earthly ministry. We see the great glory that he displayed as he was revealed in his divinity. And with his face shining, his clothes becoming dazzling white, and Moses, the great prophet Elijah, and Moses, the great lawgiver, appearing with him and conversing with him in all his glory. And it must have been such an amazing, amazing scene. So much so that Peter, James, and John, and Peter, as we heard him speak, he said, "Master, it is good that we are here. Let us make three tents, one for you, one for Moses, and one for Elijah." It was almost as if he wanted to prolong that moment of glory, that great highlight. But instead, we know that it didn't last very long. And often, I think, in our lives, that's what we want our lives to be. We want our lives to be like a highlight reel. We want to experience glory and excitement and satisfaction and comfort. We want everyone in our families to be healthy, everything to go smoothly in our work life and our family life. We want to just sail through life with smooth sailing. But so often, we know that it's not the case. But we see back in the gospel again that after Jesus had appeared with Moses and Elijah, then Peter, James, and John, they entered that cloud and they became frightened. But we'll notice soon after that even after that cloud left, we hear in the gospel it says, Jesus was found alone. Jesus was still with them. Just as Jesus is with us in those moments of suffering and struggle in our lives. We may go through many difficulties and sufferings and struggles, but he is always there, right beside us. And if we think about the life of the apostles, yes, in the Gospels we get the highlights of Jesus' life, but it's not a play-by-play of Jesus' life. So much more of it is just them being with Jesus in the ordinary events of daily life. Trudging the difficult roads of the Holy Land, the rough roads, going probably with a little sleep, relying on the generosity of others to carry out their ministry, but so much of their lives is just being with Jesus and coming to learn from him in those ordinary events of their lives. Just as we are called to invite Jesus in and to grow into a deeper relationship and a deeper friendship with him in those ordinary events of our life. To invite him into our work life, our home life, every nook and cranny and corner of our hearts and of our lives. And we know that, yes, Jesus, as he appeared with Moses and Elijah, he was speaking of his exodus, it says in the gospel. And of course, he was speaking about his plan to go to his suffering and his death. But then also, of course, that glory pointed to his resurrection. Just as we go through those trials of life too, we are called to grow closer to Jesus through those trials. And yes, remember that he is with us, but also to be transformed as we are drawn closer to him in our sufferings. I read a tweet yesterday that I thought was very appropriate for this gospel, and it said, life here on earth means that we constantly have to adjust the fact that it's not heaven. Life here on earth means we constantly have to adjust to the fact that it's not heaven. The Lord is with us. Things will not be perfect here. We are made for glory, that ultimate glory, eternal life, but it's in those moments of suffering and struggle that Jesus draws us closer to him and reminds us that he is right by our sides. And we allow some of that transformation to happen as, yes, we let Jesus into our lives more fully. As we practice those Lenten practices and practices we should practice always, of prayer, fasting, and almsgiving. As we go up to the mountain, just like the apostles did with Jesus, to spend that time away, to spend time in silence, to allow Jesus to love us, to guide us, console us, and strengthen us. As we fast and deny ourselves, we unite ourselves to Jesus' sacrifice, and also which opens us up to the hunger and the needs of our brothers and sisters around us, as we see Christ in them, as we share from the bounty that God has given to us. And here, of course, every time we celebrate the Eucharist, we also ascend a mountain. We ascend the mountain of Calvary, where Jesus' sacrifice is made present to us once again, where ordinary bread and wine are transformed into the body and blood of Christ, strengthening us to make our hearts be transformed, to grow closer to Jesus, and to also transform the lives of others around us.